Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. All right, so if you've been dabbling in the world of cryptocurrency, you've probably heard the words Tether and USD coin. That's USDT, USDC. Well, they're among the most popular cryptocurrencies in the world, both ranking in the top five by total market value. USDC and USDT are both stable coins, meaning that the value of each coin is always worth exactly $1. But each works differently and has a different history, so it's important to know what you're buying and holding when using these stable coins. That's what we're doing and talking about today. First up, let's talk about USDC. USD coin, often referred to by the cryptocurrency ticker symbol USDC, is a cryptocurrency token created and managed through a partnership with Coinbase. USDC is always worth $1 and also ranks as the second largest stablecoin and fifth largest cryptocurrency overall by market cap, according to CoinMarketCap. As of this podcast, nearly $50 billion of USDC are issued and in circulation. USDC is officially run by the Center, a joint project that includes Circle and Coinbase, one of the biggest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world. USDC is backed by funds held in segregated accounts. Center publishes monthly audit reports from reputable public accounting firm Grant Thornton, attesting to these reserves. So you can see it for yourself. A recent report stated that on February 28, 2022, the total 53.5 billion USD circulation was supported by at least $53.5 billion in US dollar denominated assets held on behalf of USDC holders. USDC is a multi-chain currency that works natively with the Ethereum, Algorand, Solana, Stellar, Tron, Hedera, Avalanche, and Flow blockchains. You can buy, sell, and send directly to other Coinbase users without any fees using a Coinbase account. Several other prominent exchanges offer fee-free or low-fee transactions with USDC and other stablecoins. What is USDT now? So Tether, often called USDT, is the third largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization and the largest stablecoin with over $85 billion available. That makes it nearly twice as large as USD coin, the most significant competitor. Tether is also pegged to the US dollar on a one-to-one basis. Tether isn't just for dollars, though that's the version we'll focus on here. The same company also supports stable coins tied to the euro, Chinese yuan, and physical gold. USDT is closely related to Bitfinex exchange, and the relationship has led to allegations of wrongdoing. We'll get to that in a second. Tether publishes reports explaining how reserves are held and invested, more than 80% cash and cash equivalents. So for 2021, reserves were audited and reported by Moore Cayman and MHA Cayman, Cayman Islands-based branches of the Moore Global Accounting Firm. As of April 20th, 2022, the Q1 22 report is unavailable. The latest version from December 31st, 2021 indicates a total of 78 billion USDT backed by assets exceeding liabilities related to the USDT token. USDT is a cross-blockchain token that works with, stay with me, Algorand, Bitcoin Cash, Simple Ledger Protocol, SLP, Ethereum, EOS, Liquid Network, Omni, Tron, and Solana blockchains. That's a lot. USDT transactions are often discounted at significant crypto exchanges, similar to USDC, and several other top stablecoins too. Here are some similarities between USDT and USDC. Aside from the companies that run them behind the scenes, USDT and DC are almost identical cryptocurrency products. For the typical user, there's really no practical difference between them. If it works in your crypto account or with the blockchain you're using, a dollar of USDT is more or less equal to a USDC. These are some of the most significant similarities between them. It's always worth a buck. USDC and DT are pegged to the dollar. If you have 100 USDC, 100 USDT, or $100 USD, the value is practically the same. Trade on multiple blockchains. This is the cool part about it is USDC and DT work across a ton of different blockchains. Both work on Ethereum, Algorand, Solana, and Tron. Each also works on a few different networks not supported by the other. And there are discounted trading fees too. And this is depending on the exchange, but you could find lower trading fees when buying or swapping with stablecoins than traditional cryptocurrencies. Interest and staking. So as these currencies are always worth a dollar, they're just in demand by decentralized finance or DeFi applications. These work like banks without a middleman, allowing end users to stake, the cryptocurrency version of making a bank deposit or opening a CD, in an app to earn interest or other rewards. Audited reserves. This is what is significant. The companies behind USDC and USDT employ outside auditors to verify and report on reserves and assets backing the currency. There are so few differences between USDC and USDT that we don't even need to do a differences section. There wouldn't be enough to include. So the one big difference, though, to understand is just the controversies surrounding the trustworthiness of each currency, but most notably, Tether. And now we get to the controversies in the security portion of the podcast. You don't have to search far to find past government actions regarding Tether. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, fined Tether and Bitfinex over misleading holders that Tether was fully backed by the United States dollars and processing illegal trades. Yikes. In New York State, Bitfinex was banned from operating and fined for overstating reserves and hiding $850 million in global losses. This isn't a good track record. Some have gone so far as to accuse Tether of creating new currency without reserves to enrich the founders and managers of the Tether and Bitfinex operations. Whatever is going on leaves a lot of questions about trust. Speaking for myself, I'd rather hold USDC, audited by Grant Thornton and backed by Coinbase, than hold Tethers that may be part of a big giant fraud. I don't want to be a part of fraud. Tether poses a severe risk to the entire cryptocurrency ecosystem if it turns out to be doing anything shady. And I trust those Cayman Island accountants about as much as I trust Arthur Anderson. Keep trust and verified reserves in mind when making your investment in stablecoin decisions. Okay, let's talk about using stablecoins in your crypto strategy for just a second. Last thing we'll talk about today. Stablecoins offer many valuable benefits, including keeping your funds in the cryptocurrency sphere without the volatility and risk associated with currencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Stablecoins are great for sending payments to others, holding funds in a cryptocurrency exchange, or even earning interest through staking. As long as you understand the risks and benefits, stablecoins can be a helpful part of your crypto investment strategy. Okay, all that said, go and find out for yourself. We have tons of resources for you at cultofmoney.com. You can also follow us on social media so we can just get connected with you. We'd love to get to know you and your strategies as well. You can find Cult of Money basically anywhere social media exists. Thanks so much for stopping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.